Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. Tom, it's time again for that monthly cattle on feed report on this January. Now, I've seen different pre-report estimates all week long on both sides of 100% of year-ago levels as far as on feed, but we have the actual USDA numbers now. How did we turn out?
Well, the bottom line is there's virtually no surprise to this report. Pretty much right down the line what they was looking for. January on feed came in at 3% above a year ago. They was looking for it to be 3.3%. We saw 11.861 million head of cattle placed on feed in January versus a year ago. Kansas was 1% lower, Texas 4% higher, and Nebraska 5% higher. This is the largest January on feed number in the past 4 years and the third largest January on feed of the past 17 years. It is close to 6% above what we saw on the three-year average. Now, December placements, 94% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 94.2. So once again, right in line with what expectations were. We did see the placements come in at 1.683 million head. Kansas versus a year ago was down 15% on placements. Texas down 5%, and Nebraska was unchanged. On the weight breakdown, the under 600-pound category was the only one that had an increase. They was up almost 16% over a year ago. We continue the trend of putting lightweight cattle in the feed yards. 600 to 699-pound category, 21% below a year ago. 700 to 799-pound, 17% below a year ago. And 800-plus, virtually unchanged from a year ago. Now, with this placement number, we're running almost 2% above the three-year average. Marketings came in just a little bit better than expected at 98%. They was looking for 97%. The marketing accounted for 1.796 million head of cattle. Kansas saw versus a year ago a 7% decrease. Nebraska was down 5%, but Nebraska marketings versus a year ago, 8% higher. Now, this was the second largest December marketing of the past 7 years, but the third smallest of the marketing year of 2011. Now, we also had a cold storage report come out today, and the cold storage report, when you look at month-ago, year-ago comparisons for beef, pork, total meat, was virtually either side of unchanged by about a percent or two. So no big switches there. The only thing that stuck out was total poultry. A year ago, we are down 16% from what we were a year ago on total poultry in cold storage. Now, keep in mind this week, all the feeder cattle futures contracts made new all-time record highs. So did some of the live cattle future contracts. When you're looking at those highs, the highest ever futures trade is the April 2013 live cattle contract at $132.50, the August feeder cattle 2012 contract at $158.10. And with that kind of positiveness, a lot of this cattle and feed report is going to already be built into the market. So I don't see it having a big effect, positive or negative, come next week. Keep in mind, cash trade this week was higher, mostly 126 to 126.50 on the hoof, 205 in the meat. Don't look for any big surprises in the market come Monday morning.